danger.
And, you know, we are getting down to the wire here. And this is something you can have shipped in 5 days. So it will still work. It will still show up in time for Christmas. It is an extreme high-end gift, starting around $400, going to about $2,000. And the one that I'm going to recommend, because I haven't tried any of the other ones, is $1,600. So the Evolve Carbon GTR Electric Skateboard Cliff. We've all seen the longboard video. A lot of people use these longboards as their only form of transportation or their major form of transportation because they'll go upwards of 30 miles an hour, depending on which one you get. You can have tires that are, you know, good for the road. We've all seen these TikToks and viral videos of people riding on the longboard in California, and it looks so exciting and so much fun. Well, even here in Iowa, if it's not snowing and it's not raining, you can ride an electric longboard. And I have fallen in love with my boyfriends. It's so much fun, and I'm so excited to order one of these things. And you can finance with Affirm with 0% APR. If you have got someone in your life that you know maybe likes skateboarding, maybe you've got like a 16-year-old kid who skateboarded and you're ready to really surprise them. You know, maybe you don't want to buy them a car yet. Like, buy them this. Get them a helmet, though, for sure. But this is definitely the higher-end gift. I understand that $1,600 is a lot of money, but if you're looking at buying your 16-year-old a car, or maybe you're going to buy them this, you know, and get them through high school, I think it's a really exciting option. Please wear a helmet. Don't listen to this, and you have to wear a helmet. But I can definitely recommend the Evolve Carbon GTR electric skateboard. I've ridden that. Love it so much. You has a little remote control that you can speed up or slow down. And if you've ever snowboarded, like I've snowboarded, I hadn't really skateboarded before, picked it up really easily.
I think what you really have to think about here is if you're getting your kid a car, you're going to have to get your kid insurance. So $1,600 sounds like a lot, but it's cheap compared to insuring a 16-year-old. So, I mean, you're saving money is what I'm trying to say, Heather. This is an economical decision.
You're also making your 16-year-old have automatic game, because when your 16-year-old rolls up on their electric longboard to school, it's a panty dropper or a boxer dropper if you're a girl. I mean, it's sexy as hell. So if your kid might need a little game, this will do the trick. You'll be the coolest parent in the world.
It's a good call. Super good call. I'm going to talk about cookies, which probably...
Spade. You said cookies, and Spade was like, yes.
Yeah, Spade does not like the Amazon drivers. He does not, but it's okay.
Which is weird, because they're capable of bringing him toys and treats.
He's not smart, Heather. He's really not smart. He's super cute, but not smart, but that's okay. Anyway, cookies. So I'm sure we talked about this in the past, but I do not remember. What is your favorite Christmas cookie?
Oh, well, Christmas specifically, the gingerbread
Christmas.
Man.
Yeah. Man, yeah. I'm going to talk about Disney World a lot, but I'll spend a lot of time there, Heather. Like, I spent so much time there. They had a life-size gingerbread house. It's literally made out of gingerbread, and it is big enough that there was two people inside of it selling cookies. It was incredible. But that's not what we're talking about today.
Okay.
So USA Today did a bit of research and found out not exactly what people's favorite cookies are, but they found out what people are searching for on Google related to cookies. So, for instance, let's see, I'm going to have to figure out which one of these states is Iowa. Iowa is just west of Illinois, right?
Yes.
Yes. I think I drove through. I mean, Iowa is actually the coldest state I've ever driven through.
It gets cold. It's because it's flat. There's no mountains to protect us from the harsh winds.
I drove through Iowa one time and it was negative 40 degrees. It was very cold, very cold. But anyway, that is not what you should think about Iowa. It seems like it's a delightful place in the summer.
It is. It's very. Des Moines specifically is quite the gem.
Yeah. So along with Wyoming and Colorado, people in Iowa search for keto Christmas cookies. So apparently there are a bunch of people trying to, I can't even imagine what a keto cookie would be. Like you add a bunch of bacon to it or something?
Is it keto? Keto.
Yeah, it could be. Whatever. That diet. The eat bacon diet.
Yeah, it's probably just bacon in the shape of a cookie. Or like it's probably a piece of cheese in the shape of a cookie.
I can get behind that. Yeah. in Seattle, where Heather and I lived last, people search for vegan Christmas cookies. It looks like in Florida, people are searching for Hershey Kiss Christmas cookies, which I can get behind. They're like those kind of thumbprint with the Hershey's Kisses in them. Mm-hmm. Where I used to live, they liked Oreo Christmas cookies in Utah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What other states would you like to know what kind of Christmas stuff they have?
Let's go with New York.
New York is too small and I can't tell. Let's see. No,
California.
No, I can't read that. But I can actually there's
California's
a list.
California's big, Cliff.
It is super big. New York likes anise Christmas cookies. Do you like anise flavored things?
Oh.
Yeah. That's like black licorice.
Yes, I do.
Same. California is into Snoopy Christmas cookies. I do not know exactly what that is, but I love Snoopy and I love Christmas. So
I feel like that would be a black and white cookie, perhaps. Oh.
I don't know. We're going to, not this episode, but in a future episode, we're going to talk about a black and white Christmas cookie and how delicious it was. Like, that's foreshadowing there. So it was very, very, very good. But anyway, I'll put a link to this and you can go see your particular state and what kind of, not what your favorite cookies are, but what people are searching most for in Google related to Christmas cookies. So it's kind of fun.